Folks, in today's dawn, there are two very interesting news items. One is that State Bank of Pakistan announced that its foreign exchange reserves have increased by 19 million. Another was that Indian government is buying almost $9 billion military hardware. Now, this is really very interesting. I mean, a country of 220 million has a news item in the major newspaper that we have $19 million more now in our bank reserves, while India has $600 billion, and their economy is now 10 times than the Pakistan economy. It used to be 5 to 6 times according to the population, but now the way Indian policies are working and Pakistan's policies are failing, and the way the GHQ thugs are now the richest in the world doing property dealing, while the Indian have a great professional army which has defeated these Pakistani thugs 4 times, surrendered over 100,000 en masse without a fight. I mean, these people are so coward that they shiver. And this is what Khwaja Hafiz Asif was saying on the assembly floor, that when the Abhinandan, the pilot which was downed by Pakistani Air Force, was arrested and India gave warning, the next morning this General Bajwa, the worst ever general this world has ever created, came and he was shivering and he has sweat. And he said, we have to really let him go, otherwise India will attack today. Do you see? I mean, and these are the people who call themselves, we are the Mujahid of Islam, and Allah is on our side, and nobody in the world can do anything to Pakistan and all that bullshit. Whenever they started a war, now it's very important that India never started a war. Every war was started by these GHQ thugs to consolidate their power and harass the civilians. This is unbelievable that we have a country of 220 million where few hundred corrupt bloodsucker generals have destroyed the nation of a promising future. America, Pakistan was never supposed to be a great country, but a reasonable country where people can make their own policies, can have some economic progress, educate their kids, provide them health care, and do something for the country. But nothing was allowed in Pakistan by these GHQ thugs. And now I'm sure that they are shivering and peeing in their pants when they know that India is buying that much hardware, and they know whom against this hardware will be used. The nearest date which I can imagine will be somewhere around in 2004, when Modi will have the next election, and that will be a golden opportunity for him to take over Kashmir. And they will do it, because if you look into the history of Indian occupied Kashmir, it is 10 times richer than Pakistani Kashmir. And the Pakistan army has sucked the last blood of Pakistanis and enriched themselves, while the Indian army is working professionally on every front, and they are respected for it in their country. Today, the biggest enemy in Pakistan, everybody knows, is GHQ. They call it establishment. And then they know very well now that who is behind the destruction of this promising land and made it a dirty Pakistan instead of a pure Pakistan, as the name says. And then we have a lot of dirty Harrys, which Imran Khan has pointed, who have nothing to do except harassing, kidnapping, abusing people, strip-necking them and laughing and making their videos. I mean, it is unimaginable that we have a country where an audio comes right the second day if it is politically beneficial to GSQ. I mean, they are recording everything. They make videos, even family videos. I mean, what the hell GSQ wanted by filming the sexual affair between Swati and his wife? Really? I mean, have you guys become so low? And apparently so, because they are doing exactly what 7th century barbarians did. In 7th century, the Arabs had no principle, no policy. It was absolute terrorism. I mean, imagine that you are sleeping in the middle of night in your town, and then few killers come, they overrun your house, they kill you, and they take your wife and kids. And when these killers, they ask Muhammad, you know, when we ran over towns, we overrun the kids and the woman, what do you say we should do? He said, no problem. They are from the same. Means they are our enemy, and it is okay to kill them the way you are doing. Exactly the same policy GHQ is following, using the mullahs who have the same mentality of 7th century. They are doing the same thing in their madrasa to young kids, molesting them, sodomizing them, beating the hell out of them, so much so that they lose their kidneys and die. They hang themselves and die. And many of them have been hanged by these mullah gang. The same way this dirty Harry is doing to civilians of the country. I mean, if you know India, you will know that military people, wherever they go in uniform, they are respected. Pakistani GSQ cannot dare. They have been told officially not to wear official dress in public, because they know that people will beat them up, will torn out those dresses, beat them eggs and tomatoes and whatnot. And then we have this Indian army, which is loved by everybody. I mean, I can foresee that 2024 is not that far away, because by that time, the Pakistan will be totally bankrupt. It will be a beggar country, and there will be an imminent civil war. There is no way Pakistan can come out of this quagmire which GSQ has put them in. The country has to be dismantled. International community is seriously thinking about it, and there is already a lot of discussion on ambassadorial level between different embassies, telling the world, get ready to lose one country in this world. And rightfully so. Pakistan has lost every moral standard, every value which can qualify it to be an independent country, a civilized country. I mean, this has become worse than Afghanistan. I mean, they don't humiliate their people like that. I know they are ruthless, they are barbaric, and they are stupid, but they at least respect their own people. They live with those people. While if you see the GSQ gang, particularly anybody above brigadier, even when he go home on vacation, he does not mingle with civilians. He stays home all the time. Only people come and see him. And he is not allowed to go any public parties or whatever is the general activities are in that area, unless they are very close relative of his. He will not mingle with civilians, so he can understand some of their problems. and the GHQ will not allow them to even think that civilians are good people. They call them bloody civilians. I mean, is this why Pakistan was created? Said this, some thugs, killers, barbarians, and mullah supporters will ruin the country from A to Z. There is not even one value, one civilized value left in Pakistan. Everybody is in absolute crisis, absolute disarray. I mean, there was a news item a couple of hours ago where Nawaz Sharif says, oh, we will provide free atta to poor and middle class. Why middle class? I mean, they are still feeding themselves. Why not you provide every poor in Pakistan with free atta while you are enjoying free air travels to see your brother in London and make policies so Pakistan can go down faster than it should? I mean, these rulers of Pakistan, these Ashrafia, which is basically a mullah groups, Sufi groups, who are billionaire, pay no taxes, and these corrupt generals have literally have no respect left for the country. They are all out to destroy it. And it will be destroyed. It is imminent. Even if Imran Khan comes in power, he cannot save this stupid country. And I'm sure he will not follow the policies which Qaid Azam advised. The policies where people are given their rights. The policies where religion plays no role. The policies that a military gang is accountable for what they did for the last 70 years. At least 20-25 generals should be put in jail for good. And then the rest of them should be demoted and all their free plots taken away from them. Enough is enough. You cannot give free plot to the thugs who lost every war and they only conquered their own country multiple times without any reason. I mean, starting from Sohrawardi and then later civilians, they were not as bad as these stupid brain dead generals are. They might have done corruption, but if they had the support of military or the military was under them, they could have also done very good things. Collected proper taxes so we don't have to take a loan from the world and survive on it, and at the same time do some industrial progress for the common man. Not that every factory is owned by these GHQ bastards, or they have control over it, including real estate. I mean, if you read the history, 10,000 year old history, you won't find a single example which we see in Pakistan today. And these people have no shame. They still put their pictures on the internet, on the media, and say, oh, Pakistan ko liye hum jaan qurban kar denge, oh, hamare khun ka aakhri qatra jo hai wo karenge, and all that bullshit. We all know only poor soldiers die. The situation they have created with respect to the terrorism and fanatism, 110% is the responsibility of GHQ. They are the one who created these brain deads. And they did it purposely. They let the madrasas flourish and create brain dead and the people who were depressed. And the GHQ wanted these depressed people to be used as suicide bombers, like they did while they killed Benazir Bhutto. There is a very strong chance that Musharraf knew what he's doing. And he planted that suicide bomber right at the place where Benazir was standing. Of course, it was Benazir's stupidity too, that why she came out of the armored car and show her face. Well, there was no need for it. People say that it was Zardari who tell her, "Aapke jiale bahar आपका शक्ल देखने के लिए बेचैन है, उनको हाथ हिलाओ। एंड देन व्हाट शी डिड, द सुसाइड बॉम्बर एक्सप्लोडेड राइट एट दिस मोमेंट, समबडी फायर्ड एट हर एंड शी वाज डेड एंड वी कैन नॉट फाइंड हर फोन नंबर, गवर्नमेंट डोंट वांट टू डू एनी इन्वेस्टिगेशन एंड ऑल्दो पीपल्स पार्टी वॉन आफ्टर दैट दे डोंट वांट टू डू एनी, दे इवन डिड नॉट डू द ऑटोप्सी। I mean, this is such a stupid policy in Pakistan that when somebody dies through unnatural sources, autopsy is the only way to find out. But Benazir's autopsy was not allowed because there is a clause or some understanding that if the family says we don't need autopsy, then it will not be done. Very stupid, and is really unimaginable that the Zardari will not allow autopsy to know why and how, what wounds killed her, because apparently he was part of it, Musharraf was part of it, and maybe they have a deal, they had a deal, that's why Zardari let him go with God of Honor instead of putting this guy in jail. Folks, everything in Pakistan is so unnatural that it is unbelievable. You cannot even keep a house with these kind of stupid policies. If you harass your own people, if you beat your family people, if you make videos of your family people, and these people, they have no shame, but you still call them, that, oh, we are the protector, we are the Mujahid Islam, and we will conquer the whole world for you. We'll conquer the Kashmir for you and all that bullshit. It is very clear that Pakistan is going to lose Kashmir by 2024 when the next general election of India is coming, because Modi by that time might become weaker and he will definitely have the only chance to re-elect himself again is if he can take Kashmir, and he will, because the Indian military, once they land in Pakistan, all the generals will run away from the country and they will be hiding inside different embassies, because once they lose Kashmir, the Pakistani people will not leave them alone. They will make sure that they are given the treatment they deserve. Folks, something has to be done. Even if Imran Khan comes, somebody has to tell him to get the hell out of this Islamic circle, this Muslim drama, and that we are Ummah. There is no such thing as Ummah. Everybody has exploited Pakistan. And the worst of all is the Saudis, who are becoming billionaire and having fun in Bangkok and Manila after Hajj. Somebody has to tell Imran Khan to get this shit of religion from the government. Make sure this drama of Nahi Anil Munkar and Amar Bil Maruf is called illegal and inhumane, because you cannot let individuals take the law in their own hand. This is not how the civilized society works. It is because of this that people are killing small, petty criminals in cold blood and burning them alive. Somebody takes somebody's phone, some cash, and then the mob catches him and they beat him to death and then burn them alive. This is all because of this Nahi Anil Munkar and Amar Bil Maruf. That was actually the 7th century barbaric time, and of course in those times a tribal society has to follow its rule very strictly. Everybody has to obey the ruler. If they don't, the ruler cannot keep peace between tribes. It has nothing to do with the real God who created this universe, because the real God are the people. The civilized world has created a society unbelievable, you cannot even believe the type of society and culture this civilized country has created, where everybody is respected. Even criminals are respected. If you go see their jails, you will see they are like a motel, like a hotel, where everything is provided free with respect. You are not abused, you are not made naked, you are not filmed for any activity. There is a watch on you. You have to stay indoor in the jail for the crime you committed, but nothing else. And if you see the jails in Islamic countries or in Pakistan, absolute horror. They are living hell. And only when the powerful go to jail, they are treated as VIP. They get all the facilities, TV, they can get food from their family, like Nawaz Sharif used to get biryani, kebab, chicken tikka every day from his home, because the guy is a eater. I mean, there's a report that he has visited every major restaurant in London while telling Pakistani people, I am sick and I am here for treatment and I will come back when my treatment is over. This is what actually the GHQ thugs protected and allowed him to go out and have fun. And now we see Bajwa waiting for zebra crossing to cross the road. While in Pakistan, he will have 100 armored cars behind him to take him from one place to another. Special protocol. I mean, these brain dead people, they don't know that I am running on London streets for taxi and I am waiting to cross zebra. But in my country, I will not behave. I will not live like a human being, but like a god, and subject everybody to torture who disagree or say even a word. You cannot have a country like this, folks. Even the worst country on this planet is better than Pakistan. This is how low we have gone. And you think that this country will survive? No way. There's no way Pakistan will be allowed to survive. If not very soon, 2024 is probably the last year of Pakistan to get dismantled. Think about it, folks. We have dug our own grave. Don't blame anybody else. Bye.